this title for the show, Whose Fingerprints Are on Your Life? And dear friends, here's what we want you to call about. If there's someone, a mom, your mom, your dad, a mentor, a coach, maybe a religious education teacher, a neighbor, maybe a total stranger, somebody who did or said something at some point in your life, and you can now look back on that and say, wow, that changed me, or that helped to shape me, that influenced me to be the person I am today. And so, therefore, everything that you do for the rest of your life kind of has their fingerprints on it. Do you see the idea?
Very cool. So what is your experience of this? Who has fingerprints on your life?
There's a lot of people I could mention, but my grandmother came to me immediately. She spent a lot of time at our house, and she slept over a lot. And she was a redhead like I'm a redhead, and she wore it in a bun, and I would comb her hair every night, and she would then go up to bed, and I always noticed she brought a pillow with her when she came to spend the night, a little flat pillow like a seat cushion. So I was always curious why she took that upstairs. So one night I was probably 6 years old, maybe, and after she went upstairs, I waited a few minutes, and I went up to the room and peeked in the door and saw her put the pillow down and pull out her rosary beads and say her rosary. And I became so taken by that, and I just had this new vision of my grandmother being a good Christian Catholic, saying her rosary every night. And today, I'm 62 years old, and I inherited those rosary beads. And I've always had a devotion to the rosary because of my grandmother.
Hi, Brian. Welcome.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. Good to have you.
Just like one of the callers earlier, one of the earliest ones would be my grandmother. That she was just an amazing lady. She was very loving, giving, helpful. She was funny. And, I had obviously a lot of other relatives, but she's definitely the one that sticks out the most in my mind for being a big influence. And also probably just preface that with my parents growing up, they were never religious, so me and my brother, we grew up not going to church, not having anything like that. But then another person that's had probably the biggest impact on my life has been my wife. And I usually mention this to other people that, as far as I'm concerned, it's like God plucked the wings off an angel and lent her to me for this journey on earth, because she's such a loving, giving person, and she's the one who's brought me to the Catholic faith, because she was a cradle Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the church now 2 years this past Easter, so about 2.5 years. And she's just an amazing, giving person. She's a nurse, so that kind of tells you something about her character there, too, that she just has endless energy to give people. And, you know, if I could end up being a fifth of the person that she is, then I'd be doing good. And others that I would say have definitely made an impact now is EWTN and you two specifically, Jerry and Debbie, because I go and walk at the park every day at lunch, and you're my lunch hour is listening to you guys and being able to learn a lot more about the faith, learn a lot of other perspectives that I may have not have thought about from statements that you guys make. And so I just want to thank y'all too for being a big influence as well.
Come join the conversation. Give your take Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie.